Chapter 80.
I see them,
said Simple Simon. He was standing at the window, peering through a gap in the curtains. Hurst hurried over to join him. He had his Heckler on a sling and was holding the iPad mini that showed the location of the Ford Explorer and the VW Jetta. Down below, four men were walking along the pavement. The two in front were looking around, checking their surroundings. They were followed by Flores and another man who was also looking around nervously. Flores had his hands in front of him, either handcuffed or zip-tied.
Right, we're on. Let's go, said Hurst.
He shoved the iPad into his jacket pocket and held his carbine with both hands as he hurried into the hallway. His team followed him. Hurst grabbed the front door handle and looked over his shoulder. Barrett, Andy Pandy and Alf were close by. Andy Pandy had the Uzi, and Alf was cradling the sawn-off shotgun. Hurst didn't think that either weapon would be much good in a firefight, but Barrett was holding an MP5, and Hurst had his own Heckler. Hurst pulled upon the door, but as he did, he heard the clatter of footsteps coming down the stairs and the sound of laughter. Not one person, not two, but three or more. He cursed under his breath and half-closed the door. Andy Pandy bumped into him, and Hurst hissed at him to keep back. The clattering got louder. A teenager in tight jeans and Doc Marten boots came into view, followed by a girl with long blonde frizzy hair. Behind them was another guy, this one carrying a bike. They were laughing about something the girl had said and were teasing her. Hurst cursed again and closed the door.
Simon, get eyes on the vehicles,
he whispered. Simple Simon headed for the front room.
What is it?
Whispered Barrett.
Students, said Hurst.
The front door banged open, and there were more footsteps on the stairs above.
They're getting into the cars,
shouted Simon.
Tell him to keep his fucking voice down,
Hurst hissed at Alf. Alf went into the sitting room.
Right, we're going to have to use the cars, said Hurst. I've got trackers on both vehicles, so we won't lose them. Hide your weapons, and as soon as we get on the pavement, split up, okay? Let's try not to look like a gang.
Hurst had a nylon backpack. He telescoped the Heckler's stock and put it in the bag and shouldered it. Alf returned with a crestfallen Simon, who studiously avoided eye contact with Hurst. Hurst pulled the door open and hurried across the hallway.